this conflict between Isaac and Ishmael is still going on, right? Ishmael is the father of all the Arab tribes. And Isaac and Ishmael are still at it. He be a wild ass of a man. His hand against everyone. And everyone's hand against him. In opposition to all his kin shall he encamp. It's amazing, isn't it? Prophecy. So then you say, well now, why did the Lord have that all happen? The idea that a man would take one of his wife's servants to wife to beget children, that's common in this part of the world. And there are laws governing how that happens. But it was a lack of faith, wasn't it? Didn't God say to Abram, you're going to have a son? He's 86, you can understand he's getting impatient. But in other words, the wonder is that God works through such human complicity, evil, lack of faith. He works. One day, when they all believe in Christ, finally, Isaac and Ishmael will be friends. When they're in the church, when they're in the body of Christ, finally. The gospel is the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. We've been listening to the sermon now for quite a while, and now we're finished. So now, the Lord's warning, well, you heard it all. Are you going to do it? And he makes this comparison. You see? A word about the charismatics. Did we not prophesy? Did we not drive out demons? Did we not do mighty deeds? Yeah, you did. In my name, yeah. But you didn't do the will of my Father. You never forgave your enemies. You never served each other. And so, out of here. In other words, great charismatic success does not guarantee salvation. Only humility, care for others, love. That's what brings salvation. Infidelity to Jesus. And so, everyone who listens to these words and acts on them, he's going to give us the good side first, acts on them. Well, what should I act on? Well, pick up Matthew and read 5, 6, and 7. There it is. I say to you, forgive your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Can you say that? Yeah. Pray always. You know. He said a lot of things. And if you wonder, well, how am I going to avoid being somebody whose house, whose life collapses? Do the will of the Father as Jesus has expounded it to us and as Matthew has collected it here in 5, 6, and 7 of chapters of his gospel. You see? Anyone who listens to these words but doesn't act on them, that's the struggle, right? But let's take some time. You know, when you're examining your conscience, there's great places to look for how to get insight into where we're sinning. One of them is the Sermon on the Mount. You know, this is not, as the French would say, facultatif. You know, this is not just, well, if it suits me, I do this. This is tough. Forgive your enemies. Be humble. And don't rely on charismatic success. You can get so good at that, and then you forget why you were created. To be a child of the Father, and to obey, and to serve, and to love, and forgive. That's why. That's why when those things are combined in a holy person, like the man we have today, that man had such great charismatic insight, you see, that he knew that to call Mary Theotokos was the right thing to do. She does bear God. Jesus is God. And he fought for that at that Council of Ephesus and was one of the major reasons why. And where would the church be today without those declarations of the Theotokos at this council in the 5th century? What happens there, you see? It's fides quaerens intellectum. Huh? Faith looking for understanding. But not faith because I read it. Faith because I experience it. All these men, you know, who led that council, were all mystics. Men whose whole life had been transformed. They weren't just intellectuals. They were mystics. Their whole life was given over to the Lord. And they went through everything John of the Cross describes. And they knew who Jesus was. And they were ready to lay down their lives for that. That's how you get a council. Now there were other guys there who weren't quite so bright. But they knew because of guys like Cyril, which way to go. And that's why you see this declaring of Our Lady, Mother of God, this is our patron, it's our name of our community, is what safeguards the reality of the Incarnation. One among us is God. And he says what? Whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. So we have to be pretty attentive. And that's why the Holy Spirit had Matthew collect all these sayings and put them in one place. And if you want to know what they are, well, just pick up the Bible, take a look. You know, forgive your enemies. If they force you 1 mile, go 2. That's, remember that? It's in there, right? How many of us do not renounce our animosities? They are a dangerous luxury because they could cut us off from the Lord if they get bad enough. There's no place for that. But if you listen to what I say, you see, and act on it, nothing will destroy your house. That house will stand for eternity. So that's the way it ends. So tomorrow we'll start a miracle section, chapter 8. Why? Because those miracles, you see, buttress the teaching. The word of the Lord is so powerful that if we take it in, he'll change us, whether it be to give us health of soul or body.